The global outcry over the Harvey Weinstein scandals made one thing clear. Sexual harassment isn't just an American problem. And on this matter, today the European Parliament was forced to take a long look at itself. The online publication Politico Europe has collected more than 30 allegations of rape, assault, and harassment linked to the Parliament. British member of the European Parliament Margot Parker did not hold back this morning.
We all heard the stories and rumours that are going on for many years. The very place that claims to legislate against this sort of disgusting behaviour is turning a blind eye to its practice. The idea that MEPs or staff are using their positions of power to perpetrate abuse is shameful and unacceptable.
And Sweden's Cecilia Malmström, the European Commissioner for Trade, was outraged.
Enough. This is enough. We refuse to be silent. We refuse to accept. We must continue to work towards eradicating this problem.
Ryan Heath is a reporter for Politico Europe. How much of this conversation in the European Parliament was prompted by the Weinstein scandal and the Me Too social media campaign?
A significant amount of it was. We've been hearing stories and trying to report them through a podcast I do for about 5 months, but it's been very difficult to get people to go on the record. And the Weinstein scandal really was a tipping point, you might say. It gave people more confidence to say that they could come forward with their stories. And once we had a European commissioner go on the record and say that she had been a victim of sexual assault, then the floodgates started to open.
So you actually started this investigation prior to the Weinstein scandal. What prompted that?
Well, I was initially tipped off to some complaints about senior members of the European Parliament nearly a year ago now, and I wasn't able to verify them to the extent we needed to publish those stories. But it made me realize, hang on, there's a problem. Then we started an advice section of the podcast that we run. And through that anonymous forum, we were able to realize, wow, there's a really deep vein of information here that we haven't fully gotten into. And from that, that's where we got these now 140 stories.
What are the European Parliament's policies when it comes to sexual harassment?
Well, they actually have quite strong policies. It's not the written words that are the problem. It's the cultural practices around them. What it tends to do is focus a little bit too much on the people who tend to have power in the situation already, the members of the parliament, and it doesn't quite do enough to help people who are the most vulnerable, the young staff, the staff on the temporary contracts, and so on. When you have elected members of parliament who have these special privileges like immunity from prosecution, you know, it's a really tricky power dynamic.
We now have a much clearer idea of what the culture is like in Hollywood, a lot of powerful men. How many women are there in the European Parliament? Is there a culture there that suggests there could be some traction for change?
So there are several thousand women working in the European Parliament. So they're not quite half, but it's not far off it. It tends to be men in the more senior positions. And you have a situation where it's 28 different national cultures coming together. So people approach some of these issues differently. Mm. And many of the staff come and go from Brussels and Strasbourg in France back to their home country. So there's an element of we're on holiday. So you've got that sort of party atmosphere going on as well. And then, of course, people have party loyalties, things they wouldn't accept outside of their political environment. You know, they suddenly find is a blurred line and they don't judge it the same way that they would if their mother or their sister or their friend came to them with that same story back at home.
We are two men talking about sexual harassment. Who are the people taking up this cause in Brussels? Is it just women, women and men?
It's a real mix. In a debate today in the European Parliament, it was mostly female MEPs who were doing the talking. I think that it's interesting that so few men thought to have the responsibility to take a view in that debate. I think the discussion that I've been having, most of the people coming to me to have the discussion are women as well. But I felt a responsibility to not lead that discussion, but definitely facilitate it. Because the role I have in the Brussels community is that a lot of people read my column each morning. It's a place where people come together to discuss European politics. And so if this is what people are talking about in the bars and the cafes, then I want to make sure that people who are perpetrating these acts or people who are in charge of administering the response to the acts, that they are forced to have that discussion as well.
Sexual harassment, we also know, is a systemic problem, which means this is probably not confined to the European Parliament. Have other organizations in the European Union responded?
You're 100% correct. And I think people in the parliament were a bit frustrated with me today for my particular focus on some rape allegations that were made by staff members at the European Parliament, because they felt that the focus was just on them. But actually, 80%, so 4 out of every 5 stories that have been told to me, they're not in the European Parliament. Around about 40% are in the private sector, about 20% are from non-government organizations, advocacy groups, and so on. And then the rest are from different institutions in the European Union. And then we'll need to take time to reflect that full picture when we report out the rest of the stories.
Ryan Heath, a reporter for Politico Europe, thanks very much for being with us.
A pleasure.